Hi again, everybody, and welcome to this week's Living Better with TriHealth segment. I'm Dan Hoard with Jackie Glaser. Our topic is corporate health. What is corporate health, and where does it fit in the healthcare system?
Well, that's a great question, Dan. TriHealth is rather unique in its dedication to employers, and our corporate health division has been around about 40 years, and we are the division of the healthcare system that carries out the mission of improving the health status of people in the community by working with employers and their employees. And the way we do that is by working with them to keep them healthy, safe, and on the job.
Jackie, what's one of the biggest issues that companies face relating to employee health?
Well, I'm sure we've all heard the stories about what poor health costs companies. I'm sure you guys are probably familiar with the story that came out years ago where GM said they're spending far more money on healthcare than they are on steel. And I think most companies face those kinds of dilemmas. But I do think one of the biggest issues facing employers today is stress. Depending on what article you read, stress can cost an employer upwards of $300 billion, with a B, per year. And that's not only in the cost of healthcare associated with stress, but absenteeism, losses of productivity, work-related accidents, or this idea of presenteeism, where an individual is present, they're physically present, but because of what's going on in their life, they're not able to focus on the job. So I think that's one of the reasons we're seeing a movement from wellness to this idea we call well-being. Well-being is looking at more than just someone's physical health, but looking at these other dimensions of individuals, because the idea when we come to work, we bring all of us to work. So by looking at an individual's state of well-being, which looks at their social, their emotional, and their physical, as well as their career or their purpose in life, when we look at all those things and we help our employees be the very best they can be, then they do become a more productive and certainly more loyal employee.
A lot of companies have wellness programs or on-site fitness facilities. Do they really pay off?
That's a great question. And the reality is they do, but there is no silver bullet. And it's like anything else. If they're done well, then they pay off well. So it's not a matter of build it and they will come. It's really a matter of looking, what does that company need and what do they currently have? So we really want to understand, what is a company's demographics? What is their culture? What else do they have available to employees? What are their cost drivers? What will employees respond to? So it's really important to get the biggest bang for your buck to take a very multifaceted approach.
That's Jackie Glaser, and I'm Dan Hoard. For more information about corporate health or any of our other topics, visit bengals.com/trihealth.